The UN Refugee Agency says the voluntary repatriation program has been a huge success. It reports nearly 290,000 southern Sudanese refugees have gone home since the operation began 3 years ago. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says repatriation to southern Sudan could be completed by the end of 2009 or the first quarter of 2010 if the current return trend continues. But she says this depends on getting funding on time for the rest of this year and next.
The rainy season will come to a halt around about October, and there's a large number of refugees who have indicated that they want to come home as soon as the rainy season's over, during which we sort of more or less suspend the return operation, or it runs at a very slow rate. So we need to have that money in hand so we can get on with transporting them home and providing the basic services for them when they arrive.
Nearly 130,000 refugees from southern Sudan remain in exile. Most are from camps in neighboring Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia. They fled from Sudan's long-running civil war, which ended when the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, was signed between the Muslim North and Christian and Animist South in January 2005. Pagonis says money is needed to provide services such as clean water, health, and education facilities. They also need agricultural assistance so returnees can grow their own food once they are back home.
Conditions are tough back in southern Sudan. Nobody is saying that things are perfect. There's still problems with water supply, with education, and it's by no means easy for refugees to return there. But the thing is, they overwhelmingly wish to return and are signing up. I think there's more confidence in the CPA. We saw a big surge towards the beginning of the year around April that they wanted to be home to register for the census, which means that they could vote in the elections that were coming up later.
Pagonis stresses it is the refugees' desire to go home which is driving the repatriation operation. She says the UNHCR needs the funds to support them when they get there, so they will stay home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.